You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. CGA recently covered an article that I had to get my hands on. And gentlemen, oh, this is wonderful. This is absolutely fucking spectacular. Gentlemen, it is time to pull the plug on the terminal patient called marriage. Oh yeah. With what I'm about to cover in this article, marriage in the future is effectively D.E.D. dead. And it couldn't have happened to a better institution. Now, this article was published on the 7th of August. Many young adults say marriage is a quote-unquote outdated tradition. There you go. Gentlemen, take a victory lap. However, we're going to be taking this victory lap with feminism, the corrupt family court, all of it. Everything that was put into place to essentially incentivize women against the nuclear family has come to pass. While a significant number of millennials and Gen Zers view marriage as a quote-unquote outdated tradition and are opting for cohabitation instead, many still plan to marry someday, according to a recent survey. No, gentlemen. No, 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 no. You see, as much as we say that cohabitation is something that men should not do, it's actually, believe it or not, a good thing. Why? Because you're going to see that woman for who she truly is. She will one day let that mask slip. As a survey conducted by the Thriving Center of Psychology found earlier this summer, 2 in 5 millennials and Gen Zers view marriage as an outdated tradition, a mindset held by 41% of men and 52% of women. Yes! Oh, I find that absolutely spectacular. See, women are under the misguided thought process that somehow they control marriage. They control access to marriage. No, 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 no. No. Men will always be the gatekeepers to marriage. And guess what? A lot more men have decided to close that gate. 85% said marriage is not necessary to have a fulfilled and committed relationship, while another 73% believe that getting married in the current economy is too expensive. Ah, yes. Hoflation. That's right, gentlemen. Hoflation. Men of today are expected to become the best versions of themselves just to try to compete for the worst versions of women. And guess what? More and more men are saying hell no to that mindset. So fuck all these dating coaches out here who are still trying to reverse engineer something just to get men that they view as beneath them to try to send them money. O'Shea Duke Jackson recently covered a video about a couple of quote unquote dating roaches trying to put together a passport bro dating coach for the cost of $798. Get the absolute fuck out of here. That is not going to work. Among the list of quote unquote most marriage averse cities, Toledo, Ohio was number one. Seattle, Washington came in at number two. Next on the list were Spokane, Washington and Portland, Oregon. Hey, more cities need to be marriage averse. But guess what? The more people who are not getting married, guess what that means? The more people who don't have to face the corrupt family and divorce court industry. The study surveyed 906 unmarried Gen Zers and millennials who reported being in a relationship but not married. Respondents aged ranged from 18 to 42 with an average age of 29. Question, how many of those respondents were men? Remember, the vast majority of men 18 to 30 are not even having sex. Researchers also analyzed 100 of the most populous cities in the U.S. with data available from the U.S. Census Bureau on the number of cohabitating couples. Once again, I am divided on cohabitation. Yes, as long as it is not in a common law state. I say go for it if you really want to find out who you're with. Remember, as long as you're living separate, she can continue to put that mask on. However, if you're cohabitating, eventually she's going to reveal her true self. But I know some of you are against cohabitating, but let's just be fair on this one. I'm playing devil's advocate. Lisa Anderson, director of the Young Adults for Christian organization, focuses on the family and the host of the Boundless radio program, told the Christian Post in a statement that she believes many young adults are settling for conditional or toxic relationships. Now, of course, the Christian Post, they're bringing the religious angle into this. However, as CGA rightly noted, there is no God in marriage. With many being part of the largest divorced generation in history, an increasing number of young adults now view marriage as a prize that is unwinnable, Anderson said. I'm not going to call it a prize. I'm going to call it a game that's unwinnable, which unfortunately for men, yeah, the game is unwinnable. However, when it comes to women, they still get to pull the cash and prize lever. However, you've got more states now trying to break that lever. Florida with the ban on permanent alimony, Tennessee with the paternity fraud bill, Texas trying to get rid of no-fault divorce. Those are great steps in the right direction. However, it is far too little, far too late. Far too many men and children have been sacrificed to the divorce court and the family court. So yeah, maybe the future generations will benefit, but as of now, oh no, 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 no. Far too many men have been sacrificed and far too many children have been sacrificed to both of those corrupt industries. So guess what? More and more men are saying, hell no. Quote unquote. But instead of letting them simply stumble into defeat, we at Boundless are offering them a vision for marriage that that begins with personal growth, relationship commitment, and a determination to see marriage as a journey, not a capstone. Yeah, Miss Anderson, no. No, 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 no. We see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to play the religious angle, but guess what? That's not going to work. According to the June survey, 3 in 5 unmarried couples live with their partners, and the trend appears to be more popular among millennials at 65% than Gen Zers at 35%. Remember, Gen Z are broke as hell. They can't afford to live together. They cannot afford to cohabitate. Yeah, the economy is absolutely tanking. 60% of cohabitating couples move in together after dating for a year or less. And 85% moved in because that's what they wanted. However, like I said, we all know that cohabitating couples, they tend to have disastrous relationship ends. Yeah, they end up seeing each other for who they truly are. And guess what? They end up breaking up. In a Tuesday statement provided by CP, or provided to CP, excuse me, Anderson noted how many young adults appear to be putting off marriage until later in life, which once again is absolutely devastating. However, it's a good thing. Why? Because more and more young people, they've seen divorce. They've seen how devastating financially it is, especially for men. So of course, men are like, no. The average age of first marriage has increased by almost a decade in the last two generations, 28 and 30 years old for women and men respectively, Anderson said. No shit. Yet many young adults still value marriage, so they're using cohabitation as a hopeful placeholder until they get their proverbial ducks in a row. Anderson warned that, quote unquote, rather than preparing them for a lifelong love, practices like cohabitation, serial dating, and other popular relationship patterns are more likely to stall young couples out completely. And that's about all I'm going to read for that particular article. However, like I said, spaces like this, real life experience from heartache, breakup, divorce, all of those things people see and experience, especially young men. So guess what? More and more men have decided, I don't want to get married. Or if I am going to get married, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to build myself up. I'm going to bide my time. And I'm going to get a passport and go elsewhere. Why? Because marriage in the West, especially in America, is an absolutely doomed to fail endeavor. And guess what? That's how the system wants it. Yeah. So yes, more and more men have decided, yeah, we are the gatekeepers of marriage. We're going to close that gate in the West. But if we go elsewhere, we might decide to open that gate over there. But yeah, more and more men have woken the fuck up. And that is absolutely catastrophic for the system. The birth rate in the sewers. The marital rate in the sewers. And guess what? You still have people like this trying to find a way to try to jerry-rig people to get married. It's not going to work. It is over. the terminal patient called marriage needs to have that plug officially pulled. And guess what? Since the younger generation view marriage as outdated, it's over. Game the fuck over. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. And women in the West who thought that marriage was still going to be your ultimate bailout plan, understand this and understand it clearly. The power you thought you were going to get by getting a man to marry you, that is gone out. Feminism and the idea that you are going to eventually sacrifice this man and the children to the divorce industry and the family court industry, that has gone out right along with it. And yes, the prediction, of 45% of women being single and childless by 2030, that has drastically accelerated. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.